United with me.
Into the season of Easter. We celebrate by listening to and embracing the words of resurrection stories that are captured in our gospel readings. And so today we go to the 20th chapter of the book of John. When it was evening on the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were, Jesus came and stood among the disciples and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When Jesus had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was also called the twin, one of the disciples, was not with them when Jesus came. And so the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples again were in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may continue to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God. Amen. Come, O fount of many blessings. When you think about the abundance of blessings that have been poured upon us, that we experience each and every day, if we had to number them, if we had to name them, if we had to count them, we would realize how tremendously, abundantly blessed we are. And when we pray and sing, "O come, O fount of many blessings," we realize that God's blessings continue to pour upon us. Pour upon us in surprising and numerous ways. We have just come through the season of Lent. And it was one of many days, not just the 50 days, but 40 days of the season of Lent that enabled us to journey closer into our relationship with Jesus as his followers, but also to acknowledge and to open ourselves up to the blessings of God in our midst, and to remind ourselves about the strong, steadfast pieces of faith that we're gifted with, the gifts of faith that encourage and support us on our days of joy and our days of celebration, our days of challenge and our days of sadness. One of the blessings that were part of my experience of the season of Lent was our study group that we held during the season of Lent. And we met on two different occasions each week. The first, on a Tuesday evenings, we had our in-person group. And on Wednesday evenings, we had our session by Zoom. And so we had two different groups, and sometimes people from one group came to the other, and we flowed back and forth. During that time of study, we had 15 people who were involved in the in the in-person group, and about 8 people in the Zoom session group. And they represented people from Bridgewater United. They represented people from Westside United. We had individuals attending from the Riverport Pastoral Charge. We had people from the Petite Riviere Pastoral Charge. We had people from the Ingramport Pastoral Charge who were part of that study group. So it was a wonderful time of sharing and learning and growing and just building a stronger community of faith. And to hear stories and to hear reflections and to be part of just growing together closer in faith with one another and as the followers of Jesus. And an interesting thing to note is that our final Zoom session was held, and we had one person attend from Zoom who was in near the Arctic Circle, and another person who was in Bolivia. Think about that for a moment. The extent of just that one conversation and community of faith stretched almost halfway around the world. Amazing. A blessing. The book that we used is a United Church-produced resource that comes out every year. It's Daily Lenten Reflections. And this year, the book was called Good Courage, Daily Reflections on Hope. And so different individuals wrote reflections for each day and provided us their piece of scripture and then offered their own personal reflections on that particular piece of worship and a piece of scripture. And then they offered us questions and things to ponder and a prayer. And each day, with the variety of people that were gifting us with their words, reminded us about the various life experiences that others encounter. And sometimes we could relate to them, and sometimes it challenged us, and sometimes it opened up more questions and opened up more opportunities for us to share about our own personal faith. And it's always a learning to experience something that comes into the lives of others, into our midst from other people's lives. Things that maybe we never thought about before. Or to be affirmed when someone else thinks and interprets Scripture the same way as us. On one particular day, it was the third Sunday of Lent, the focus scripture for that particular reflection was the scripture reading we just heard from the Gospel of John about Thomas not being in the upper room or behind those closed doors when the other disciples were present when the resurrected Christ came into his midst. And we encountered something, and I encountered something within this reading that I went, I never thought of that before. Have you ever had those moments when things are right before you your entire time, something that's always been present, and then someone points out something entirely different or something new, and you're thinking, I never thought of it that way before? We've just heard the story of Thomas and the experience that he had with the risen Christ. And before that, the experience that he didn't have, that the others did. Did you ever wonder where Thomas was? Why wasn't he there? And this is what this particular person, her name is Jen Boyes Garbin. She said, where was Thomas? The rest of the disciples were all in behind these closed doors. And in the Gospel of John, I said, because they were fearful of what had happened to Jesus, that those who had persecuted him were going to be persecuting them if they went out into the world. In case that they went out, that maybe what happened to Jesus, his crucifixion, his punishment, his death, that could happen to them. So in fear, they were stuck behind those closed doors. And you know, it's kind of like peeking out around the curtain at home and wondering, what's going on out there? Should I go out or shouldn't I go out? So some of the disciples that were there were kind of immobilized by their fear of going out into the world. But Thomas wasn't there. And in these words of reflection, it reminds us that, and invites us to explore, why wasn't Thomas there? Do any of you have any ideas of where you think Thomas was? Maybe he was with his family. Maybe he was in another safe and secure place. Perhaps he needed time away from all that was going on and needed to distance himself from the stories and the pain of everyone else to give him that space to get away from everything and to process it. But in this particular reflection, what Jen says to us is, perhaps he was out looking for the resurrected Christ. Perhaps he did know all that Jesus had said was true. Perhaps he did have faith enough to know that Christ would be raised. And so with that confidence in what he did know, he went out and was looking for the resurrected Christ. He was out into the world, exploring and trying to find, where was Christ alive? If he wasn't in the tomb, he's out there somewhere and I need to go find him. And so Thomas, who was often portrayed as in a more of a negative way within this scripture, that, you know, he wasn't there and he's the doubting Thomas. Perhaps he was the one with the strongest pieces of faith in the Christian story that ever existed. He wasn't standing and waiting behind closed doors, wondering what if and where is. He was out making his faith active. And so I think we can learn from this story and in this new way that, I never thought of it that way before. About living out our faith and how that we're not called as people of faith to sit in a sanctuary and sit in worship all the time. We're inspired to go into the world and to live and to seek out the hope and resurrection and to tell the story. When the Easter story began and that tomb was shown to be empty and the stone rolled away, it was the visitor who was there. And in other versions, it was Jesus himself who said, "Go and tell. Don't linger here at this empty tomb, peering in and looking, well, where is he?" We are called to be Easter people. That Easter people that is not to stand behind locked doors or stand peering into these empty tombs. We are the people who are called to live that hope and resurrection in the world. And if we can't live it, we go continually out to seek it and to find it. And not wait for the risen Christ to come to us, but to be like Thomas and to go out and look for the risen Christ, to look for the signs of hope and to look for the signs of resurrection and the signs of new life. Sitting inside is comfortable, but it doesn't contain the joy and reality of Easter. Easter is here. And Easter is beyond these walls. Easter hope and resurrection lives around us and within the lives of others. Through those who are struggling and challenging, we are the ones to live out that Easter story, that gift of hope and support and comfort and love. We are called to be the ones to burst open the doors of the tombs that are holding us fast and holding others fast, and to gift them with new light and new life and hope. At times we may be considered that we are the doubting Thomases. But I'd be proud if I was a true Thomas. The disciple who was not waiting for Christ, the risen Christ, to come to me, But the disciple who was out looking and seeking and finding the resurrected story, the story of hope and new life and resurrection in the world around me, and seeking the risen Christ in the world. I hope all of us can discover within ourselves that we can be Thomas. We are Thomas. And discover the blessings of Easter all around us, rather than waiting for Easter to come to us. In closing, I offer these words of prayer that Jen Boies-Garvin offered in her reflection. My Lord and my God, how often have I suffered alone, too afraid and despairing to remember your promise that you will never leave me. In these times, you have always been faithful, and I am grateful. Before I knew who you were, you searched me. Give me the courage to search for you in my routines and in new pathways not yet taken. Remind me that you are the way, the truth, the life, and you will never leave me. Give me a seeking heart that recognizes you in the faces and places around me. Amen. As a practice following this reading of Scripture and the reflection time, Jen inspires us. Take a walk through your neighborhood or your town and stopping to contemplate how God is working right now in resurrecting ways. Blessings to you on your journey as you live out a life of being a Thomas. Amen.